but most of it was put in jugs.
Yeah.
Glass jugs and quart bottles. You could get plenty of them back
then. When did you make your molasses? The end of the summer?
We never did make no molasses.
Cane syrup.
Cane syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it would, syrup making was about November, generally, about in November, you know, long about Thanksgiving on till Christmas, just before the first frost, cold weather.
Just take a year, for instance, like January, and go all the way through December, and tell me the different activities you would do on the farm.
Well, in January, you'd start breaking the land. It usually would take about January and February with them mules, and part of March. And then we lay off the rows and plant in March, you see. And start planting about the middle of March and try to be through in April, sometime in April, planting. And where we'd plant corn and cotton in March, try to get it in by the last of March, and peanuts in April. That's mostly what we growed way back in the mule days. And you know, have all the crop planted by 1st of May anyhow. Well, it had to plow that crop in June, July, and May too. It'd be laid by July, and then you'd have maybe a month at. Wouldn't be much work to do. Month or 6 weeks back in the mule days. And we'd have to start gathering the crop. It'd take till Christmas to get it gathered by hand. Take the time you got through the grinding cane, potatoes. Get all the crop in, it maybe would get through by December.
And you have to start all over again.
And then start all over again, the first day of January, start them plows.
Goodness.
To get it done in time.
Uncle Mark, let me go back to a couple of these words. What did you use to make the If you had a buggy and you were riding, what would you use to make the horses go faster?
We had a buggy whip.
And if you got some fruit at the store, what might the grocer put it in?
If we got fruit, then mostly it'd be in a little bag, mesh bag, or paper sack.
If you bought a large amount of sugar, how would it be packaged?
Well, it would be, I can remember when nearly all sugar's in 25-pound sacks, few tins, and 100-pound sacks. Mm-hmm. Then you could buy sugar in barrels, wood barrels, 200 pounds.